what's stopping the Cadillac Traps from being as popular as, say, Offspring or Green Day or some of these other punk-edged bands?
You know, probably nothing. It's kind of weird, actually. I mean, we had the problem when we first came out of being ahead of our time in some ways. Because, I mean, when we first put our first, that first record came out in like 90, and there was hard edge stuff on the radio, and there was things that were happening that were just barely starting to happen then, but nobody would have been ready for what the Cadillac Tramps kind of, you know, tattooed thugs with some of the guys kind of big and burly and just crazy looking and just, you know, no pretty boy really seen at all, and people wouldn't have been ready for that, I don't think, but the hiatus has actually put us in a different light where people are, you know, around Hollywood, I guess the buzz is that the next big thing is going to be rock and roll, and people are just wanting to scoop up their next big rock band, you know?
Yeah, cool.
Who knows?
It could be the second kick of the can and field goal this time around.
Yeah, you never know.
Hey, best of luck with that, Brian. Appreciate you giving me some time.
Hey, no problem.
And hopefully we'll see you up here in Vancouver.
Okay, yeah. Are you going to come down?
I just might. I'm going to see how my schedule is. I've got a little 19-month-old baby in my house.
Well, that's great. Well, if you do, just be sure and come up and say hi, okay?
All right, thanks, Brian.